Now, this is the right song to bring him in. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and joining us right now, talk about the Phils, and of course, the fantastic auction going on right now is Philly second baseman Bryson Stott. Bryson, how you doing with Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio? Hey, Bryson.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. Bryson, right out the gate, I know we're going to talk baseball, man, but I want to know about your ping pong game. How's your ping pong game?
I'm the best. I enjoy playing, and me and Schwarber play a bunch. So, that's what's going up for auction is a ping pong party. So,
who's the best between the two of you? Or do you guys, who's the best, number one, and does it get a little chippy? Because it seems like both of you guys are super competitive.
I wouldn't say chippy, but there is some smack talking in there for sure.
Any money?
We need to know that.
Yeah,
know that.
No, fun.
Just fun.
Okay, okay.
How about Bryce? Is Bryce going to the table? Is he allowed? I'm not sure if he. We know he could swing. Is he allowed to play ping pong, or is that still not allowed until he's fully cleared there?
No, I'm not sure. He doesn't play, but Reese used to play. A couple of guys used to play, but majority of the time it's Schwarber and I. So. It's been fun.
Well, it's a great item. The Phillies Fantastic Auction going on right now. You can go and bid phillies.com/fantastic auction. All right, Bryce, let's talk about your season so far and the team here. So you're back into the leadoff role. You've kind of been in a few different places, leadoff, and then you're down to fifth, back to leadoff now. Tell us about, adapting to that role, and is it something that you're comfortable with now, being the leadoff hitter for this team?
Yeah, I think I'm comfortable doing it, and Topper knows I don't care where in the lineup I hit. I'm going to take my same approach, whether I'm hitting first, fifth, sixth, seventh. So, it doesn't matter to me. And, I take pride in hitting first and seeing a lot of pitches and, trying to let Trey and Bryce and Nick and those guys coming up in that first inning see as many pitches as they can. And, obviously if he grooves me a fastball on the first, second, or third pitch, I'm going to swing. But I like seeing a lot of pitches, and sometimes I see 9-10 pitches and don't get a hit, but I still think it's a plus with Trey and Bryce and Nick, like I said, coming up and letting them see every type of pitch that guy's throwing and what it's doing that day. So I take pride in it.
Bryce, it's been a weird season so far for you guys, and it's just like you get really hot for about a week, and then you guys get cold again and hot and cold, win three, lose four, win four. Have you experienced a season like that at any level so far, and do you think it's just a random thing? What do you make of the season so far? Because every time we feel like you guys are about to take off, you kind of come back a little bit.
Yeah, I just think it's baseball, and you're going to go on those hot stretches and cold stretches, and we're not trying to be in a cold stretch. Like I said, you're gonna win and you're gonna lose, and the faster that we are able to pull ourselves out of not playing how we think we should play, is what's gonna make us take off, I think. And when we're on those winning streaks, it's everything's clicking: the pitching, the defense, the hitting, and you're going to run into spots where one of those isn't quite working, and you got to find a way to win the game still. So, just trying to figure it all out and put it all together at once.
My partner alluded, this is not the kind of start to the season that you wanted, but is there frustration starting to set in at any point right now?
I don't think so. Just going out and playing and trying to play as good as we can. And, I don't really like talking about last year and all that. It's new year and whatnot, but I just felt like we were playing worse last year and kind of in the same spot. So we know how good our pitching and our offense is and can be. So I don't think there's any frustration or pressing going on. It's more about just kind of trying to put it all together at once.
We're talking to Bryce Stott here, Philly second baseman. Bryson, I know you're close with Bryce Harper. At what point did you realize, he's going to come back way sooner than people thought he was. Because, you know, we started realizing it when, I guess it was end of spring training, Dave Dombrowski was on the station, and he was asked about not putting Bryce on that 60-day IL, which kind of opened our eyes, like, could he come back before the end of May? Obviously, he's been back for a couple weeks now. Did you realize, did he tell you, like, did you have a feeling early on or in the middle of this process, like, he's going to beat this timeline back?
Thanksgiving. Just a couple days after he was done with surgery, he kind of set a date that he was shooting for, and just seeing how he takes care of his body and how he eats and how he works out and his rehab. It doesn't miss any rehab appointments and never missed a workout, and just kind of seeing how his body's kind of healed over time with some other stuff that he had throughout his career is he came back from that stuff pretty fast too. So, I mean, I knew the second he said the date he had in his mind that it shouldn't be too far off. And yeah, here we are.
How crazy was it to see something like that? Not only the fact that he came back as quick as he did, but coming back in the lineup, not having any spring training, and, like, just picking up basically where he left off. How crazy was that to see?
Yeah, it was really crazy. I mean, like I said, I kind of figured it would be sooner than a lot of people were saying, but, I mean, I didn't even know it would be this soon. I kind of thought around this time right now. Yeah, just kind of seeing how he's gotten back into the swing of things. And, I mean, I think the Phillies did a good job with bringing guys in to throw to him and letting him see live pitches, and we have a machine in the cage that projects a pitcher and syncs up with kind of whoever you want to put in the video, and it throws their pitches and whatnot, so you kind of get a feel for the live game. Obviously it's still a machine, so everything's not perfect, but him being able to hit off some of the guys that came up here to throw to him was huge. And yeah, it kind of almost was his spring training in a sense, that those pitchers coming to throw to him.
Bryce, I'm curious about your approach at the plate and how it's kind of evolved, you know, as your career has gone on. You know, we started seeing you last year, and especially into the playoffs, you just seemed, with two strikes, like, you were comfortable. You know, some guys are not comfortable with two strikes. You have been, and you continue that this year. How do you do that? Is that just one of those things where you kind of slow your heartbeat down and just see the pitch? I mean, why does it seem for you, two strikes, you're very comfortable extending that at-bat, fouling a lot of pitches off. It seems like it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously don't want to be in two strikes. That's kind of where the pitcher wants you. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that I know what I kind of want to do. And, I mean, if I swing, I try not to swing and miss a lot. So, if I'm swinging, I'm thinking I could make contact with it, whether it's a foul ball or a ball put in play. And, I try not to chase with two strikes. I mean, it's easy to say, but you still do it. And, I think I kind of try to reverse the count. I try to make it seem like it's 2-0, and try to make my zone a little smaller with two strikes, and that's kind of something that I've always done. And yeah, like I said, you don't want to get to two strikes all the time, but it's going to happen, and these pitchers are good. You're going to get to two strikes, so just trying to wear them down and let them make a mistake at some point.
Bryson, the move to second base, how have you felt? Are you comfortable there? I mean, it seems pretty seamless to us. I mean, I know it's a pretty similar move. It's just across the diamond there in the middle of the infield. But how do you feel, comfortability at second base after, you know, a couple months in here? It seems to us like you've taken to it pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. And I had 40-something games last year at second, and went to Mississippi this offseason with Bobby and kind of worked on some stuff that I didn't do at short. Short's a lot of one-handed, and I mean, if I was charging a ball, I'd throw it on the run, and just kind of the stuff that we work on with Bobby playing short, and then going over to second, it's a lot of two-handed stuff, and turning double plays is a little different. You're using two hands more often, and your pivots are different, and all that kind of stuff. So just going to Mississippi and working on that, and doing that for a couple of days, and then taking it home in the off season, and just kept working on it. And yeah, I feel good.
Bryson, so far so good. We're enjoying watching you play this year, and we're excited to watch this season turn around a little bit for the team here. Bryson, thank you so much for hopping on. And, of course, everyone, Phillies.com/fantastic auction, ping pong party with Bryson Stoddard and your teammates. Thank you, Bryson.
Appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you.
There he goes, Bryson.